So last week we were talking. I heard you were talking to this little British guy at a bar.
He was real. It was really weird.
It was funny. That's weird, right?
I know.
I was sorry to hear that you were alone. I was also having a bad New Year's too.
No, I know. Really?
It was
what
tricky.
What was going on?
Well, it was because there were all these, you know, it was weird. We had all these young family members coming and visiting us, you know, tiny little tots. You know, that is fine, it's fine. But they have all these little toys, right?
No.
That they leave around. They're just scattered all over the place, right?
What a disaster.
And it's like walking on eggshells around there. You never know what you're going to, you know, what you're going to bump into, what's going to get stuck to your foot. I stepped on this pair of jack, you know, these little spiky things when you play a little pair of jacks.
Yeah,
whatever,
like
right?
used to play in the school.
Yeah,
yard.
In the schoolyard. Yeah, right? Well, stuck into my foot. I'm like, oh, no, no. It hurts so bad. That same British guy from yours,
yeah,
he shows up at mine, too. And I'm like, can you look at this? And he says, oh, there's something stuck in Joe.
Wait, I didn't quite catch that. Did you say he said there's something
stuck in Joe Toe?
In Joe Toe.
In Joe Toe. You're getting it.
He's learning, kid. That's right. On this episode of the Bells and Whistles Podcast, we continue with the Gen 2 review, all that and much, much more on this episode of the Bells and Whistles Podcast.
Run that intro.
That's so good. You're starting to understand.
Pineco.
Pineco. This is really fun.
Yeah, this is a fun one.
This is really fun. Let's make a let's get a pine cone. What should we do? All right, give them two
eyes. Shocking
ice.
To me that it's bug.
Super duper weird.
I get that it's maybe like a bagworm or something, but they have that. That's Wormadam. So what is this?
Didn't have that yet.
I guess so, but why is a pine cone a bug?
The only thing weirder is, you know, hey, let's have this pine cone and we'll make him into this clam. This clam rock, and we'll make him a steel type. How about that? What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always...
Because I guarantee there was someone in the fucking production meeting that was like, okay, but can you explain this pine cone? You're like, wait.
It's going somewhere.
And then you were kind of just like,
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, if you ever wanted to get a glimpse into me and Ryan's writing process...
That's what it
this
is.
This is what it looks like when I have an idea.
Yes.
Is that it's a pine cone, it's got eyes. Okay, well, sure.
And I'm like, but wait, that doesn't make sense.
Sure.
And you're like, just roll with me.
Hold on a second. You're going to love where we're
and
going.
And then he comes with something stupid. I'm like, all right, we can't cut that.
Yeah. I like what Fortress does.
Yeah.
I think it is a little lame, but I
think it's a little
fine.
Weird. What is he supposed... I'm interested. Hey, Weenie's in the comments. Someone give me a comment. What is this supposed to be? Because I haven't done any research on this, and this has always been confusing to me since I was 8.
I know. And there's something about how red he is. Now that I've been staring at him for a bit, there's something very strange about it. It's something like, I'm not supposed to be seeing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be...
forbidden.
Yeah, something odd.
Something taboo. Yeah. I think Fortress is cool, but I don't want to spend more than 2 seconds on it.
Yeah. Yeah! All right, so I've said it to death now. Dunsparce is amazing. I think Dunsparce is great. I'm sure that you don't... You're going to come and you're going to rain on my parade. I don't care.
I'm not going to rain on anyone's parade.
I think Dunsparce is so fun. I'm going to sing a little bit of its praises. You've heard me. You know my methodology here. Dunsparce doesn't look like anything. I know it's based on a little yokai or whatever it is. But this guy, he stands on his own. For a long time, I didn't know what was up, what was down. I think it's hilarious. He's got this little drill. How hard he is to find. He's got these little wings that don't do anything. He's just this stupid worm. He's asleep. He's got a little goatee. I love him. I think he's so funny.
I think Dunsparce is awesome for what he is.
Yeah.
I think it's really fun. I think it's cute. I'm glad that you have this relationship with him.
Yeah.
If I'm keeping it a buck, if I'm keeping it a thou-wow,
a thou-wow,
I would never use this thing in my life.
Yeah, I know you would. You know what I say to that? More for me.
And you can have all of it you want. I think Dunsparce is really fun, though.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Gligar.
You know, I've really come to like Gligar.
I have too, but I'm only able to like him now that Gliscor is a person.
Yeah, I know. But he's got a lot of personality, doesn't he?
He does. Blah.
Yeah. It's like they told this thing, you're a vampire at a young age. And he's like,
blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. What is that? You're blind.
Yeah.
You see Nosferatu?
I haven't.
I maybe there's I no should. Universe I would see that movie, but yeah. I've heard funny things about that movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should see it.
We should let it. We'll let more time pass, and then we'll talk about what I've heard happen, because I'm not going to watch it. I don't do scary movies.
Yeah.
Scariest thing I do is Gligar.
He's good. Gligar. I do like Gligar.
I think Gligar's funny.
I think it's funny. He's like a scorpion and a bat. I don't know what
it
he
doesn't
is.
Make sense. And he's part ground type.
Yeah, he's part ground type. I don't get it.
I don't get
he's
it
He's got
at
little crab claws.
There's something. He's too many parts.
There's something that's great about him. Well, I do think he's
Weenie's
very
in the comments. Can you tell us what
else what's he supposed to be?
This is another
time.
One I'm curious about.
They're like, he's actually a flying squirrel.
Let's talk about one of, on it, whether you like, when you like him or love him or indifferent.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
Steelix.
Steelix, baby.
I think Steelix is great. I think Steelix is like the epitome. When I think of a steel type, I think of Steelix.
It is
so cool. I wouldn't use him, probably.
No.
Because there's, you know, he's kind of been outsourced to other things now.
There's, you could always, if you're trying to do one thing that Steelix can do, you can find a better way to do it.
But there is something. Just seeing it the first time.
Yep.
When you saw Onyx and you're like, wow, that thing's so big. That doesn't need an evolution. And they're like, so, hold up
you
a second.
You just wait.
We're going to give him a jawline now.
There's my one note on Steelix is I think... I like the idea that he's steel.
Yeah.
And I think he is badass. I think I prefer the shape of Onyx more.
Maybe.
I don't think I like the swollen jaw.
I've never really liked it. Given a good angle. But I do feel like, there's a world where... I like that one, that little, his little stubby arms spin around. I think that's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Steelix is cool. You gotta kiss the ring one.
You kiss the ring one. Steelix.
Schnabel.
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 Schnabel, hey?
Schnabel, again, another anime thing that's so funny. Schnabel. That's crazy that they made his sound that. Schnabel. Right? Like, so they, why? Funny. She?
Yeah.
Come on, she? Schnabel. But, like, there's something weird about
so
this.
Good.
So it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny, right? It used to be normal type, which was really...
There's nothing fucking normal about that thing.
What is this weird androgynous cross-dressing?
Yeah, he's like a little... It's like a little bulldog, huh?
It's a little bulldog in a little dress.
I think that's funny, man. Like, I wish that... you're right. I wish fairy-type Pokemon were more of this.
Yeah.
Just make it a weird, funny little guy,
And so, like, I'll tell... So, again, I'm not in love with Schnubble outside of anything... outside of irony, but I wish that they stuck with this weird thing.
Yeah, when they went to
When they
Grand
went
Bowl.
To Grand Bowl, because they kind of took away all the weirdness, and they just made him a little purple.
I know. I do feel like he should be wearing a dress, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I'm saying. I wish he was in a blouse.
You know, Granbull is a Pokemon that you're kind of like, oh, I wonder what anybody was ever thinking they would do with that.
Yeah.
You know? It's fun. I think it's...
I didn't realize his attack was this beefy.
Yeah, no, it's a strong one for sure.
I didn't realize that at all.
It kind of loses a lot of the character that I think Snubbull has.
I agree.
Which is 100%. Essentially what you're saying, but I do like how tough guy it feels.
I think it's
There's
cool.
something kind of fun about it being like this
Before
weird
I was Before I was secure in my sexuality, I used to think that Granbull was significantly cooler than Snubbull.
Yeah,
but I wish that they put a little fucking bow on him. Or
yeah,
something.
Give him a little something.
Give him a little bow, because like, know? I guess Snubbull's supposed to be like, oh, when you put a sweater on your dog or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little pink sweater on your dog. I wish they did. So they kept him cool with the sharp teeth, but he had a little fucking ponytail.
Well, and doesn't this? It's just screaming for, like, you know how like a big guy will, you know, like in a movie or a cartoon or whatnot, they have this giant dog, and it's like, oh, that's Toodles. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like, it needs that. It needs
That's
a little
exactly
bow
what it
or
is.
A something.
Exactly yeah. what it is. But I like, I overall like Granbull just
yeah.
fine. Quillfish.
Quillfish. One that you forget, but I think probably a fun one to have.
I never really understood what we were doing here.
Yeah, yeah.
I never really got it.
I thought it was cool design.
I thought absolutely
yeah.
cool design, cool name, sure.
I think so much of it has been, unfortunately, just completely flounced and knocked
yeah.
aside by Overquill.
Oh yeah, Overquill. Overquill is badass.
Yeah,
but why didn't you give me an regular?
Yeah,
Overquill?
We should have gotten one sooner. Quillfish is fine. I think it's a fun idea to combine like a puffer fish with like one of those undersea
little mind
things. Yeah, I think
yeah.
that's a fun idea.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
But it falls flat.
Yeah, this was a season of good ideas.
You want to see a great idea?
Yeah, show me what you got for me. Caesar.
What do we got here? Why do we have a little paragraph up
well,
here?
Everybody wants to talk about Caesar.
I don't want any paragraph.
Scissor.
Scissor is so...
It's so great.
It is a perfect execution of giving a Pokemon an evolution.
We haven't done this before, but I think this one really does make a great contender for, like, the greatest of the generation. Like, because it... I know we'll see T-Tar in a bit, but this one is... This Pokemon is so cool.
Scyther to Scizor is so fucking smart, and it's the only thing that's smarter is when you got Kleavor too, and now you have Rock, Paper, Scizor.
Yeah, exactly.
Says shoot.
Rock, Paper, Scizor.
They should have a gun.
Yeah.
A gun type.
They should.
Blizzor. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then it says shoot. You know?
Well, are we saying that Scyther is paper?
Is his scythe? He has a little fucking...
He's got a little...
Supposed to be like a little paper...
Paper scythe? Like cut.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Interesting.
Rock, paper, scissors. You never heard that before?
No, I've never...
We're going to the next
one. What if I was like, what is that?
Shuckle!
Boom, shuckle, luckle, huh? Shuckle's, I think, a fun enough idea. Again, you're talking to two offensive guys. We don't want any defense.
We don't. One too many gimmicks for me.
Yeah.
One too many gimmicks.
Remember in the anime, the people used to kill these things to have, like, they'd take a little sip out of them or something?
Yeah.
They'd
suck them dry.
Yeah. Yeah. What I wouldn't give to be a shuckle.
To be a shuckle for a day.
I think it's a fun thing.
A thing that I never understood that I guess I kind of understand now is him being bug type. I guess so he's supposed to be like goo inside and not a turtle.
I know he looks like he'd be a turtle though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like a snail.
A snail in a little fucking rock?
Yeah, I guess so.
But snails don't even have legs. This looks like a turtle is what I'm saying. But also, I don't care about shuckle.
It's fun. You know, I'm not a big shuckle proponent.
I'm not.
But I do, you know, it does what it needs to do really well.
Yeah, so do I. Oh my God, we got to talk. I'm not a single stage guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'll tell you what'll get me there.
Heracross. Wow. There's so much to like about this
guy. He always wants to suck honey.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, look at you. I'm all about getting the honey.
Hell yeah, bitch.
I like this Pokemon a lot. I like that they change its horn shape when it's a girl.
Make it a little heart.
I like that it's this big old beetle.
I like that it's a beetle. I like that he flies. Yeah. I like that he's trying to suck a little honey, bro.
No, he is very cool. You're like, okay, how do I get these bugs? Oh, that's Scizor, he's really, really cool. But when you just stumble upon this thing in the wild, oh! There was nothing like it. You missed out. There was nothing like that.
They just nailed it because so often in Pokemon, you get a perfectly badass Pokemon.
Yeah.
But it's a solo type.
Yeah.
You gotta just give me a little something. We'll give you the stab on the fighting.
Take that.
Yes!
Take that.
Yes!
And it gets some good abilities. It's Moxie and what? Guts? What does it get?
Yes, it gets Guts.
It's got Moxie, kid.
And Swarm.
Well, I was always going to get Swarm. No, this is a great one. You really can't run this game without one of those two bugs.
You give me a fucking the opportunity to run a Heracross set, I'm going to do it.
Great Mega.
Now, Sneasel.
We've talked about this one on different ones before.
But we've never spoken about it formally.
Yes. You've got beef with Sneasel.
I know you like Sneasel. Yeah. I think Sneasel's fine. I think Sneasel's cool. Ice Dark is cool. All the things. I think people can get caught in the echo chamber of fangirling over Sneasel's design.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that is a place where I would remove myself. I just don't think that that's the time and place to do that. I think Sneasel's design is fine and fun. I think it's far from a perfect-looking Pokemon.
I like that it's, you know, look at this generation that we've had so far. It's a lot of kind of dumpy little guys.
Yeah.
And so when we saw this one, it's like a fast, sharp, sleek guy. He was an attacker.
Yeah.
There was something that was really appealing about him that has since we've lost because there are now so many of these things.
Yeah.
But there is. I like it's dark and mischievous and all those things. I liked what it did.
Sure.
It's weird. I like it a little better than Weavile, even though I use Weavile.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Weavile's hair. I think there is something kind of fun about this guy's inflamed ear, but I couldn't tell. I don't blame anybody for not liking that.
I said this before, and I'm repeating it. I apologize if you're a loyal listener. Mm-hmm. There's something that I don't like about Sneasel that is so asymmetrical, and on the other end of the spectrum, there's something about Weavile that is way too symmetrical,
yeah,
and perhaps cultural appropriation.
Yes, yes,
that
exactly.
I'm like, you should give me something in the middle.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we're talking about one of my favorite lines ever.
Oh, here we are.
Teddy Ursa.
Teddy Ursa. Adorable. I love Teddy Ursa.
A little fucking moon, a little fucking teddy bear.
I think Teddy Ursa is great.
Bashful.
Bashful.
I love it.
He's a cutie pie. He really is.
Now,
I really do love Teddy Ursa, and I love me an Ursa ring.
Ooh, boy. A Pokemon done correctly.
See, this when this was around, I just could not imagine why you would use Granbull. Because they were both normal. They did the same thing.
Yes.
And this one was just, you know,
significantly better. Significantly better. Way.
I really love Ursaring.
Significantly.
And for them
better.
To honor it, because, you know, it lost a little bit over time.
It lost
time.
Its luster,
then
but
it
you
gets
got
this
Ursaluna. And then
oh
you start talking
God.
About Ursaluna Blood Moon,
oh
bro.
Oh my God. Ooh. No, it's really, really
one of the
cool.
greats.
It's a great Pokemon.
One of the fucking greats.
I love that guy.
Anyways.
Just a big old bear.
Slugma.
Slugma. Silly old bear.
Silly old bear. Silly old bear.
Slugma I always thought was a Gen 1 Pokemon. I always get
really?
A little confused. Yeah.
Sometimes I get confused thinking it's a Gen 3, if you'd believe me. Slugma is a big pile of fucking red jizz, isn't he?
Yeah, but I there's something that's very appealing about that red jizz, isn't there?
I think there's something funny. Any Pokemon that has his face like this is funny.
And he's a little drippy. I don't know.
There's something about the drips. That
there's something that's... No, I like it. They haven't achieved this level of it of drip success in a long time. They tried it with Cubchoo. I don't like it.
Did
this
they try...
One,
what
this
about
one has
with,
good drip.
What about Grafaii? Doesn't stuff drip
he's
off
got a
his...
little... He, you know, it's subtle. I like that. This... He goes balls to the wall with it, and I appreciate that.
All right, but can I? Are you willing to admit that maybe they take it a little too far?
Let
here?
Me see with Magcargo.
How about these jowls?
He's got those jowls. You know what? This looks like Mitch McConnell.
It does look like Mitch McConnell.
It looks like Mitch McConnell.
Yeah,
he's great. Just like the guy he looks like.
A real patriot.
There's something that's... This has always just been a little old man of a Pokemon, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't do anything. No one would ever
there's
imagine
just
he'd
nothing
do anything.
I'm never going to use this. I'm never going
to
use it.
It's weak to everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a fun idea. I like how, like, hot it is. It's like you go close to it and you burn up or whatever
yeah.
it is. It's, yeah, I think that's fun.
Yeah. It's barrel of monkeys. Super weird Pokemon. Anyways.
Yeah, Magcargo.
Now.
Swinub.
Swine.
Swinub is very cute.
Swinub is cute. He's simple. He's a little fucking munchkin.
He's
got
munchkin.
A little pig nose.
Yeah.
He's sleepy.
You got a bunch
ice
of
ground.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah. And then you go. And you get this furry guy.
Pilo Swine
with the fucking horns and still the pig nose. Who gives a shit about this right now?
Yes. Nobody.
Mamoswine is awesome.
It's on its way in a couple of years.
I've never before have I seen a Pokemon that I really could not care about turn into a Pokemon that I love so dearly.
Yeah, I know. It's interesting. Piloswine is strange. I can't imagine ever really being like, oh yeah, I really want to use that.
Yeah.
And then they really succeed going forward. The one thing that's underrated about Piloswine is when its little bangs flip up.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen
he's
that?
Got a
and it's just got those two little dots. And it's like, ah! He's like, that's what you look like?
Avert your eyes. Who we got here? Corsola.
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 I have strong memories of this in the anime,
in the
too.
Anime,
yeah.
But that's it.
That's it. Doesn't have the same success as the other ones, does it? I don't like how still it is. I know that it's a rock, so
I never
how
got
could it.
It
not be?
It was always,
but it feels
always,
like a little tinker toy.
It
you know?
Was always wasted on me. I feel like I could step on it and break.
I feel like I want to get a bunch of them and roll them.
Try and balance
some, yeah,
it.
Do some craps with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like Corsola. I think Corsola is better, but even that Pokemon I won't use.
Yeah, no. Corsola is a little
Corsola, Corsola, Corsola.
Try saying that five times fast. It's a fun idea, but it's kind of lost on
I think this is we're about to get into like a real interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Remoraid.
Remoraid.
Now, Remoraid is a fucking fish.
Yeah.
It's a fish.
Yeah.
It's a silver fish. It's a cool looking fish.
It's a cool looking
fish. If you tell me to
fish.
Rank all the basic fishes in the Pokemon universe
yeah.
based on looks.
It's probably up there.
Top three cool looking fish.
Look at that.
I'm willing to come out and say that. But all right, but where are we going here? Why you got me a fish? What's he evolve into? A bigger fish?
Oh, surely.
Is he evolving into a bigger fish?
What's he evolving into? In some ways, you could say it's a bigger fish.
It is a bigger fish.
Yeah.
But it's got to be the same color. Well, what color does he evolve into?
Well, you know, he turns red.
He turns red, so he's become like a big shark kind of thing?
Oh, like well, no, he's going to get, you know, I think
fat, maybe he's a fat, think, like a beefy, yeah, no, defensive think, red fish.
Think like different type deal. Yeah, think Birdo from Mario Kart.
So he becomes Octillery the octopus.
Now listen.
Okay.
I have a soft spot for Octillery.
I like Octillery.
I have a very soft spot
for
Octillery.
How does Octillery evolve? He evolves at level 25.
I think he is a very fun Pokemon. It is an absolute bamboozle that they've pulled trying to get me to buy in that Remoraid has anything to do with Octillery.
A step further for me.
Yeah.
It is so insulting to everyone's intelligence.
Yeah.
If you ask me, that Pokemon has never publicly commented on how and why Remoraid evolves into Octillery. To me, it is one of the greatest mysteries in human history
now,
that they decided to do this.
People have argued, and I want your opinion on this.
Because I don't know what the arguments are.
People have argued that, so Octillery is a canon, right? He's a canon type
like
fish.
Artillery.
Yeah, like Artillery. And it's this octopus that's got a canon type schnauz, right?
Yes.
Go back to Remoraid for a second. People have argued this looks like a gun.
Well, okay.
And so they're like, how could we make a squid that looks like a gun? Surely it's got to be a fish first, and then it turns into this octopus.
That's a really
oh no!
All right, reset.
Remoraid.
So he looks like a gun, you say?
That's what I've been told, but I do think that it's perhaps pushing the envelope.
I don't die.
Pushing credibility.
But even so, yeah. It's a funny gimmick. A little too far.
Yeah, a little too far for me. Delibird, talk about a gimmick that didn't go far enough.
But yeah, exactly. I didn't realize how bad his stats were.
Yeah, yeah. Delibird's
he's historically awful.
No, historically a bad Pokemon.
Oh my
bad
gosh,
type, bad all of it.
Great,
but he
googly
does,
moogly.
But I'll tell you, he does get that little present move where he heals you by accident.
The most disturbing thing about Delibird that gets oft forgot is that his sack of good toys is his asshole. It's this weird colostomy bag.
Yeah, yeah. No,
oh,
it's
shit.
It's very strange.
It's
attached to him.
Butt.
It's attached to him there, and the opening is the end of it, which is so,
so
weird.
Questionable. And then, can I say something? He doesn't look enough like Santa. Is that a fair note? He doesn't look enough like Santa.
I think he's doing what he needs to do.
He's doing what he needs to do.
To me, I'm like, oh, it's kind of interesting that Santa's is big enough to make a Pokemon out of overseas over there. I guess they really like Santa.
Santa's the best.
Mantine. Mantine is fun.
I've always liked Mantine.
I was going to say, like a great water flying thing, and it makes sense. But, you also have already had Gyarados at this point. So
it's a hat on a hat. You pick Gyarados 10 times out of 10.
Yeah.
But, he's cool. It's something different. He flies. It's a funny thing. He has a Remoraid under his armpit.
I used to think that Remoraid evolved into him because I was like, he does. He really.
That would make way more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't. I'm not giving him enough credit that he deserves. It is a cool idea.
I think he's
a
little funny. He's got a little derpy.
He's got a little, he's got some ears.
Now let's talk. Let's cook with some grease here.
Scaramouille. Skarmory's great. It was the flying tanky bird for forever until you got Corviknight.
Right.
I prefer it like a little more than Corviknight, maybe.
Right.
I like that it's sharp, but also kind of silly looking. I think his little hat's funny.
I think he's perfectly fucking badass.
Yeah.
I think Skarmory is so fucking cool. I like a hat. I like how he's sharp. I really hated when they made his animation like the gliding thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of like the scissory.
Yeah, no, that was very, that was a downgrade.
Didn't like that
sure.
at all. And also, I'll come out and say it. I need a little more, man. I don't know if I need a baby. I don't know if I need an evolution.
I know,
I don't
you
know if
want
I need a mega.
It. You want something like
I want
that,
a little
don't
something,
you?
Something.
I know.
I want a little something, something.
There is something, to me, this was equal to Heracross in the sense where like you discovered him in the wild and you're like, oh shit, I gotta get that thing.
That's what I'm saying.
But I do like Skarmory.
I like Skarmory. I like
this kind of you can't mess with the greats.
You want it? We're getting into some more greats.
Houndour.
He's a little puppy. He's a little grumpy puppy.
A little grumpster.
A little grumpster. A little dark fire. Incredible.
Yeah.
He's got a little skull on his head, some more bones on the back, and then he evolves into this big fucking badass devil dog.
See, like, the artwork here makes, I don't know if it's that they make Houndoom's horns more curvy or bigger or his tail a little sharper.
Right.
But he looks a lot cooler here than I have feel like he looks like in recent years.
The artwork can be a little all over the place. Yeah, especially the in-game sprites.
Yeah.
But if you ask me...
But Houndoom, my God, how great.
This
what
is
a
so
great
fucking
Pokemon.
Good. Such a great fucking Pokemon. Perfect execution. Absolutely zero fucking notes.
Yeah.
Zero notes.
It's so cool.
I love it.
I mean, this was what everybody was chasing after
I don't know if I ever ran a Houndoom successfully, but man.
Well, you can never run one successfully. you have to go against the tide.
That's what I'm saying. You got to take your bumps and bruises. Probably. Anyways, people will always forget that this Pokemon is Gen 2. We got Kingdra. Water Dragon. Why is that not a more popular type?
I know. I think it's too strong.
Too OP, huh?
Kingdra was great, man.
So cool.
I liked it. When it first came out,
how do you make Seadra without making Kingdra?
I know, you're kind of like, I guess what were they really thinking there? But sure, this is where they totally got it right. This generation did a lot of things where they fixed older ones.
Oh, yeah.
This is where they put the money, right? So Kingdra's awesome.
The craziest thing about him is that he's 5'11". Isn't that crazy? He's 5'11".
Towering over us.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, Mary
and
Joseph.
Short kings over here. Short Kingdra.
Short, but my dick tall.
Yeah.
And I always...
Next Pokemon, Tripod.
I like his little nose. He goes... Anyways, who we got here?
Yeah, Phanpy.
Phanpy, not Phanpy.
I know. We all thought this
Phanpy
thing.
Everybody called us stupid idiots.
I know. They were trying to... You go ahead and try and go back. I'm sure somebody calls him Phanpy at some point.
They never do. I tried to find a clip.
This sucks, man.
They never call him Phanpy.
This sucks.
Phanpy.
Phanpy. Yeah, I think Phanpy is very cute.
He's fucking adorable, man.
I really like his little waddle. Waddling around.
He's having fun.
He's fun.
I was at Christmas.
Yeah.
And because my cousin had a baby. Little baby Logan. He was like causing a fuss, and they're like, I just put him in the bouncer. He was in the bouncer. The thing had a phenomenal fucking time. He was just going like this.
Yeah. Just put him in the bouncer.
He was having such a good time, and to me, that's what Phanpy is.
See, I'll tell Logan. I wish that I could have a bouncer of my own.
Me too. That's what I said. I said, I wouldn't give to excuse myself from all of you people.
Yeah. And put me in a little anti-grav chamber.
That's what I'm saying. Jump up and down.
Phanpy is great. Phanpy is very, very good.
That's what I'm saying.
Donphan. Coming up.
Oh, yeah.
This was one of the first ones we saw of the Gen 2 ones.
That's right. Because
it was in the movie, right?
That's right, wasn't it?
This one's a great Pokemon.
Donphan.
I love one that can roll, man. I love a Pokemon that rolls around.
It's got some. You put some tusks on him.
Looks
badass.
That's a proper
physical
pachyderm right there.
You give me a good attack stat where I can get a stab earthquake.
Yeah, man.
That's all you need.
Donphan is great.
The only improvement?
Yeah.
Great tusk.
Great tusk, baby.
I wish I could evolve this thing into Grape Tusk.
I know.
I really wish I could.
It's great. This was like, it's crazy how like these, they really figured out this generation, the latter half of things.
It really did.
Because it really does feel banger after banger.
Banger after banger. Now, this is your favorite thing.
I do like this Pokemon a lot.
Porygon.
Porygon.
Polygon.
Yeah.
And he's a little fucking, what's it called?
Parrot. Yeah, he's got a little birdie there.
Little bird duck.
A little bird duck.
And he has more polygons.
He's now entered into the second dimension.
It's true.
Which is great. No, I think Porygon is a very fun Pokemon to track. I used to run Porygon 2 over Porygon Z because it's he's a great Eevee-like Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's a really fun one. I love a little duck. I think this is a very fun line that they did.
Look, I like
they
a duck.
They just upgrade him a bit.
I like a duck.
I know. I just can't use him because I run Dunsparce here, and I can't have two normal types. What would you call me? Normie?
Norm. No. All Norm.
Norm McDonald.
If I get a dog, I think I'm going to name him Norm. I think that'd be fun as shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Would you laugh? Isn't that funny?
Would you laugh that? New Norm.
Now, this is a Pokemon that, for whatever reason, as a kid, I thought was so cool.
Big old ass, huh?
Fucking ass.
Yeah, throw it back, Kim.
I feel like as a kid, he didn't have this tumor ass. I feel like he didn't have this ass
Whenever
tumor.
I see this, I just think of Kim Kardashian with the seltzer going over her head when she broke the internet. That's what I think. Or the champagne.
For whatever reason, I thought this thing was so cool as a kid. Maybe it's because I saw a lot of deer as a kid, and I thought deer were cool.
Hey, deer are great.
I remember him being, like, hard to catch.
Yeah, he's a rarer one.
And like,
there's something cool about the face that is formed with the antlers and all that. And
I didn't care about any of that.
Yeah.
I didn't care about any of that.
I was looking at one
I just
thing.
Thought I was looking at that ass.
Yeah.
No, I don't know why I liked it. As an adult, I think it's really stupid and
Standler
dumb.
Standler is very doofy.
It's doofy.
It's crazy how little anybody would have any use for. I'm telling you, they should have. They made Ursa Ring. And that was all they needed this generation.
You don't need any other
like
normal
the Pokemon. Like physical normal attack.
You don't need them.
Because it was, this is silly. What are we doing here?
Stantler. Yeah, okay.
Stantler.
We got
get
next.
Here.
Smeargle. This is like your third Smeargle. Too many gimmick. This is too many gimmicks, bro.
I think Smeargle is funny. I hate using him. I think he's such a scumbag.
it's one too many
think
gimmicks.
Think how gross that tail is, huh?
It's full of piss.
Yeah, what is that thing?
I don't like
it. It's gotta be crusty. Is it wet all the time? What is that?
Probably sucks on it. Yeah. I think it's funny. It's just, again, it's like this, you get one or two gimmicks that I give like an honest try with. This is like your third or fourth gimmick. No, thanks. No.
I think Smeargle is funny, but a little annoying.
I like this baby.
Hyrule!
He's training.
I like it's funny. I think he looks like a little wimp. He looks like Captain America before he got beat.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And I like the idea of like taking two Pokemon that are clearly cousins and connecting them.
Yeah, I think it's a very smart idea.
I wish they did
idea.
It with, we're going to get to Miltank in a sec, but
yeah.
I like what they did, and what I didn't like, you said, okay,
one is
an attacker, one's a defender, right?
I guess so. Yeah, right? I guess that's what they
one's
do.
I think Hitmonlee, one's an attacker. I think, whatever, fucking, I don't care. Shut up. You can yell at me in the comments, but we need one down the middle. We need one balance.
Right in the middle.
You know what he should do?
He should spin around on his hand.
Okay, I know I said you gave me too many gimmicks. You brought me back in with this one. This is really funny. That's really funny that they did that in the fucking...
This is the thing. I do like Hitmontop. I think it's very funny that they did this.
Yeah.
But there's something about his tail... What the fuck is that?
There's
thing?
Too many penises
what?
In this generation,
there's too
bro.
Many, there's too many appendages fupas. On this guy.
There's too many penises and too many fupas.
Yeah,
if you ask me,
it's just swinging around, and I don't like it, man. There's something about it that makes me a little uncomfortable.
You count, you go one, two, three, four. Wait, is that five?
Yeah,
there's a lot of hemi penises this
I
generation.
Know.
Man.
I'm just a little concerned with this guy.
It's for sure.
I don't know. He's not gonna work for me, dog.
Let's go to another baby.
Smoochie.
Oh, I think she's so funny.
Cute as a little button.
Yeah.
It's adorable. It's a shame that Jinx is canceled. It's a shame that Mega Jinx was canceled.
I know.
But I like Smoochum for what
thing.
It's worth.
Smoochum is the redeemed one. And she is very, very cute.
I agree.
I think this is funny.
But I think that's as much as we need to say.
Yeah, that's all she needs. A little
I
Cindy
like
Lou
this who. Little fella, though.
Elekid is great. Plug that guy into the wall. Put your phone in him. You
it's fucking genius.
It's a great, it's a very funny idea.
Because you had Electabuzz, he needed a little something. Elekid with a little, we need to make him up. He needs something on the upper half. What can we do? Let's make him a plug?
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool.
Now, I do like that they gave us the...
And he's grumpy.
Is this the American plug? Because... I don't know if they have like Japanese ones like that. It doesn't look like that.
I think they're
Kate.
They know what sells the plushies.
They know
babe.
What sells. Yeah, it's
they know
cool.
what sells the plushies.
They're like, that's great, man.
Now a baby that is nice but not as successful.
Magby's strange to me. Magby looks like it got bumped in the head a couple too many times.
I never like a lump.
Yeah, no.
That's
it doesn't,
one thing about me.
Yeah,
I'll never like a lump.
No, it's not gonna work.
I'll never like a lump.
Maybe he needs. I don't know what he needs on his head. Maybe
there's
it just needs to be a little flame or a little.
There's
you know
something about. The whole Magmar line that has gone so afoul that I don't even know where to begin. I would just love to ignore it.
Yeah, no, I don't
Magby's
know.
Cute for what he's it for what he is. I like the idea
Magby's
of it.
Cute. I mean, his that's what my hair looks like in the morning. So it's, you know, it's totally, I can't hate on him too much. But
I don't like it.
But it's been a long time since I've used anybody in this line.
You know what I like?
Yeah, what do you got for me?
I like me some titties.
Yeah, floppy nipples.
Big old nips.
Miltank. Nobody likes this guy.
I tell you something? But yeah. I remember when you... Who's the fucking gym leader? What's her
Whitney.
Name? Whitney. When she used Whitney, that Pokemon, that's the hardest gym leader.
Everybody talks about how
so
hard
it's the hardest gym leader, which is so awesome to roll out Miltank. So for that, like, again, you bow your head, you kiss the ring, you respect, etc. Hey, man, there had to be a better way.
Yeah,
There Miltank, had to be a better way.
Miltank. drink is weird, dude. It milk drink.
Yeah, look at
it's like yeah, he's... suckle up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess how else would you make a cow Pokemon? But there's got to be a different version.
There's got to be an emphasis where the emphasis didn't need to be.
Yeah, all that.
The teats, yeah. Dude.
Take a look.
Take a look at this. And there's absolutely.
She's going out. She's like,
one thing, it'd be one thing if she was like, ooh. You know, or if she was just covering
them. I don't know. There's part of me that thinks there would be something unbelievably disgusting about Miltank being bashful about its devil.
But don't you wish they just kind of blurred this part out?
If you just took them out or made them spots on her tummy,
no,
it would be fine.
I don't know if it would be fine.
But
it was
I think
spots.
This is, yeah, I think
because
this
then
is...
the whole time it'd be like, are those fucking nipples? So now they're like, yeah, they're nipples,
yeah,
no, they're for sure. Nipples for sure.
Yeah, no.
That's the type. What was it? You said, what did you say before that was your book?
A year of little noises.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is Nipples for Sure.
Nipples for Sure is the title of my comic.
Yeah, there
special.
You are.
On to Blissey.
Blissey. Crazy to think that this was not originally part of the gang. Huh?
It's almost forgot. Yeah, it's easy to forget. I don't care about Blissey. One fucking peep.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know,
one
it does
egg.
What it does so well.
Sure.
But it's even that has kind of aged out of fashion.
It's got a tan attack.
Yeah, it's got a 10 attack, man. You're not going to do anything with that.
10 defense.
It's kind of fun that it, you know, it's not, I kind of like Chansey better than Blissey, but I, you know, it's got
the
these
Chansey,
feathers,
look
whatever.
Look at the Chansey. Chansey has the penis ears. It's got more appendages that I don't particularly love. I take these curled things over. It's just not my cup of tea. It's just not my thing. It'll never be my thing, unfortunately. Who we got next? Now we're getting to the legendaries. I think Raikou, no, Raikou isn't my favorite.
No, Raikou's not my favorite either.
Raikou isn't my favorite,
Raikou
but I like
it. Hard to get. I feel like I could never find Raikou.
They're all hard to get.
Yeah, I know,
they
but like
they all pop up randomly and shit, right?
I thought so, but I felt like maybe just because I had Sapphire version, I felt like it was like impossible to get this one.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong. In the comments, let me know if I'm wrong here, because I felt like I could not get this Pokemon.
You can only pick one. Like,
you
talk to someone at the beginning of the game, and that's what determines it.
Yeah,
and then you need to follow them around. They pop up. You only get one.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Your playthrough,
and then you
got to
catch
randomly.
The other ones. Raikou's cool.
He's cool. They're all cool. I think in terms of legendary threes
this is a great
I think this
duo.
Might be the number one.
This is a really
I think
good
this might be the
pairing.
Number one. So you have Raikou. I like the red. I like the yellow. I like the fucking purple. I like the zigzag tail.
Yeah, it's
I like you give me a Sabertooth, bro. I'm a sucker. I love me a Sabertooth.
Entei was mine.
Entei is the best.
Entei is the best.
Entei is the best. It was my favorite as a kid, for sure. There's something just so fucking cool from the movie.
Yeah,
The smoke coming out the volcano. There's something regal about him.
Yeah, he feels.
He looks alpha.
He feels he's Sigma
alpha.
Man. He's like the spikes are great. The smoke, the billows, the mane, the kind of even the mustache type thing that he got going on there
is
really fun.
And then I'll tell you, as an adult, like as a kid, I think as an adult, I might be a Suicune guy.
Suicune was never my
Suicune is sick.
One,
dude. I know you're not a big Suicune guy, but I am.
I get exactly. I think he's a crazy cool to look at.
I like
how he just wasn't my favorite to use.
The coolest thing that they did was when they finally went to the 3D animation, the fucking
and
ribbons. The ribbons going are so dope.
Yeah.
The ribbons going are so dope.
It's very cool.
And
it is cool. Can I ask you if you take away his little thing here?
The purple or the hat?
The purple.
The O-ring.
Isn't it kind of funny that he's got that big hat?
The hat is really
high priest.
There's part of me that wishes that there was a sketch of this thing that didn't have the purple and it was just the big hat.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, we gotta do something.
quickly, put something there.
Yeah, just do something. What color?
We
That's
ship
purple.
Tomorrow, put purple. Yeah.
I like it. If you're ready for my note, because everybody's going to talk about how it was three,
everyone's got a note.
It was three things in the burning building or something or other, and they are referred to as the three legendary dogs.
Yes.
I don't know if these are dogs.
They don't look like dogs.
I don't know if they're dogs. They seem awful feline to me.
Yeah, well,
feline
Raikou
or maybe
is a tiger.
They're tigers, and Entei also
looks like
seems
a lion,
like a,
or something like that. I mean, you could maybe make an argument that it's like a
this to me looks
puppy
like a
dog. I mean, totally. This one is the closest it got. Maybe it kind of feels like a fox to me or something
there's
like
something
that.
There's something that's not canine.
But yeah, no, you are right that it doesn't
So
it
can
doesn't
we talk
totally
about that
track.
As a culture?
Yeah, as a culture, I think it's just, you know, I think it's just lost in translation.
Lost in translation.
Yes.
You know?
I do feel like we were lost there.
Hey, spread the word and the word.
If you see something, say something.
Now we're talking. We're cooking.
Look at this little boy.
What? You got something to say to me? What'd you say to me? What'd you say to me?
Boy.
What'd you say to me? Oh, I love it.
Larvitar is great.
There's something Joe Pesci about him that I love.
He's just a spunky, angry little man.
Now,
you know?
But you know what he's going to do? He's going to go into his chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
And he's going to be a floating guy.
I always thought it was interesting that they did this direction, because I was like, okay, well,
why didn't they just have him grow up normal?
Yeah, why does he have to become this to become a big T-Rex when he already kind of looks like a Godzilla thing? Like
but
a
the
baby
coolest
Godzilla
bit
before.
Is that if you know what Tyranitar looks like, you got the little hat there.
Yeah.
You got these little holes.
I know, he ends up on the tummy of him, doesn't it? I keep saying tummy, don't I?
Tummy's the word
tummy's
of the day.
The word of the
international
day.
Tummy day.
international baby tummy day.
And then you got the fucking Tyranitar.
Tyranitar, man.
Tyranitar,
this
baby.
Thing just, this, it's either this or Scizor for me for the best of the generation.
It really is.
It's so good.
Is it? It's damn near perfect. He's not the best pseudo-legendary.
No, he isn't the best pseudo-legendary.
If you take
but
him
for
what
a
he
long
is,
time, he was.
For a long time he was.
Uh-huh.
For a whole one generation.
Well, we personally prefer
Salamence or
Metagross. But this thing had both of them beat. It had a stab Pirate. For both of them, you know?
Oh, it's not all about...
Oh, pish-posh.
It's not all about the head-to-head. Sometimes you have to enjoy the moment.
It's true.
You
it's
know?
True.
T-Tar's sick, though.
I like T-Tar a lot.
There's something about...
How tall is he? How tall does it say he is?
6'7".
He's not big enough. He should really be a lot bigger than that.
He's not as tall as LeBron James, which is interesting. If you want to note, there's something tryptophobia that, you know how people have the fear of little holes?
Yeah, his little triangles.
And the little holes
are a little
troubling.
I don't mind. I think it works with his rocky thing.
I like it.
Tyranitar
me some T-Tar.
Is so good, man.
Who we got next?
Lugia! I don't like Lugia.
People love Lugia.
I don't like it.
And it was always wasted on me just a little bit.
There's so little about him that clicks with me. He's got wings, or does he just have really big hands?
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes.
Why is he flying?
They're all like this.
Yeah, there's nothing
but
really about him.
I'll tell you what I do like. I like him swimming in the water.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure, he's not a water type, though.
He's not. It's weird that he has the connection to the water, but he
should have been water dragon. And instead it's psychic flying, which, you know, doesn't really, none of it clicks.
You could have made him like a really OP water psychic if you wanted.
Sure.
Or you could have gave me psychic dragon. It's just the psychic flying is super weird.
Yeah.
I think Lugia is cool.
Yeah.
It's just not my favorite. I think that I've always been a little weirded out with the massive oven.
I know. I think he's ridiculous. I think he's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I think he's just completely ridiculous. He looks like a dad that's upset, you know?
What? Deborah!
Could you all just sit still?
Now, here's where I'm going to get my big note.
Lugia.
Lugia is a cool enough name.
Yeah, yeah.
Lugia? Why did we name this one Ho-Oh?
Ho-Oh!
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 That said, Ho-Oh is badass.
Ho-Oh is so good.
Ho-Oh is so cool.
Ho-Oh is great.
Ho-Oh is so cool.
Fire flying. They really knew what to stick with when they were like, oh, we're going to tease out a little Pokemon from this next generation in the like anime or whatnot.
And he's flying
around.
It's
this thing, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Ho-Oh is great.
A fucking rainbow?
A fucking rainbow, dude.
There's something, if you want to note, his little hair is a little stupid.
No.
It's a little fucking dumb.
This is where you're wrong.
His little hair is a little fucking stupid. Stupid.
If I'm gonna have this big old turkey flying around, he better have some jowls.
The little hair on top of the
I think he's
dump.
Got this funny little mohawk. I think it's great. I love his tail. I used to think that tail was so cool. It looked like a fighter, like a rocket.
It looks like exhaust.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. I like Ho-Oh a lot.
Turbo.
It's hard not to pick this one every time.
Ho-Oh is sick. And you're not gonna hear any fighting from me.
You're not gonna hear any fighting.
What do you got to say about Celebi? And this is our last guy, by the way.
This is our last guy, so make it count. Celebi's a little onion, Nathan.
Yeah, let me get a bulb.
A little bulbous.
Let me get a bulb.
He's cute. I think Celebi, for me, I don't know. It was never my favorite.
Yeah.
I think he's cute, and I liked what he did in, like, the anime and, like, the Pokemon. Was it Colosseum or was it Gale of Darkness or whatever? It was one of those where Celebi kind of had a role in it that was kind of cool. On its own, listen, I don't know.
Listen, buddy.
Kind of lost my interest.
Listen, buddy. We're now on, we've now done every Pokemon generation except for one.
Yeah.
Right? We've done it. We did the thing. We're close anyways. Mythicals are stupid.
Yeah. No, they
are. Mythicals are stupid. They're a waste. They're to sell tickets to movies and to sell plushies.
Yeah.
That's why they're there. At the end of the day, they are more competitively viable Route 1 normal types. I've been sitting on that take for a while. I've given them an honest chance.
Yeah.
I've sat with them. They're all a little fucking dumb.
Yeah.
This is great, though.
No, this is my favorite one.
This is, it's fine. It's Celebi's a little fucking fine. Onion that's cute.
I like Mew and, it does and travel. Jirachi more than Celebi, I think. But it's...
Okay.
The best mythicals are the ones that are kind of out there, like Deoxys or Arceus or things like that. Those are when you kind of convince me. If I can't, there's only so many times I can see a little pixie.
The little baby ones are stupid.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's it.
Woohoo!
We're going to stop recording now. Hey, we did it.
We did it.
We did it. So overall,
we took our time with this one. I didn't think that we it would last as long.
I thought I was going to. I was always confused. I looked it up. There's 100 Pokemon. And
yeah.
No, that's enough.
That's enough for us.
But yeah, I think Gen 2 is, I think it's a good generation.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the top 50 percentile.
The top 50 generations.
I don't know if it's in the top 50 generations.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm interested to see, because we eventually have to do like a generation, you know, either draft or ranking.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that, or like just a game ranking.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it's going to fall for me. I think I remember it fondly enough. Heart Gold and Soul Silver are different than regular Crystal, though.
Yes.
So.
I agree. I think I was surprised by looking back how fondly I liked a lot of like those integral ones by the end.
Yeah.
But there's just this trend of them not knowing how to evolve one, the Pokemon in there, that frustrates me.
But they understand. They were still trying to find their footing.
Yeah.
Still trying to find their footing.
Yeah, I'm trying to find my own footing. Up your ass.
Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you watched all that shit, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
How long have we been rolling?
It's 2 hours. We can split this up.
Do you want to split it up? Because it's about 15 minutes of us bitching and moaning.
That's true. Well, we'll see.
What do you think? Because then we have to record several.
We got to record two. I don't know. Should we? Let's record two just in case. I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. So if anything, we'll call it. Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you don't leave a 4-star review, that's how you want to start off your 2025.
It's Christmas.
It's Halloween. It's coming. Instead, what you do to get the dialogue going, of course, you could join our Discord for absolutely free. But if you really want to get to us, if you're really serious about it, you click that notification bell on YouTube and you leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. You can check my work. But if you want to say, hey man, fuck all that, I just want to give you money, what did I do?
Maybe you've got a little crush on us. Ooh. Why don't you give us $5 a month and show us you mean it?
It really is damn near free.
Uh-huh. For $5 a month, you can become a Bellend of the Ball. We'll pick you first at the big dance, won't we? You can get early access to all of the videos the second they're done and up there and finished. You can watch them, and you can meet with us twice a month and talk to us on our VIP Discord channel. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want. Tell us, you know, well, who's your favorite?
Yeah, who's
maybe,
your dad?
Yeah, and maybe you don't want to call her daddy. And maybe you don't want to do any of that. In which case, you can go into the comment section, into the description below. I can never get that part. And go to fourthwall.com/bellhopproductions, and you can get yourself some little merch. I don't know, whatever's there. You
some
can find
trinkets.
Yeah, some trinkets, some knickknacks, knickknacks.
Yeah, paddywhack. Give the dog a bone. Hey, it's true. You can do all that. But if not, hey man, that's okay. You got anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See ya. All right. That's good.
It's pretty good, right?
But I think I got one even better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.